Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Over the course of this series, we've talked about many things that contribute to our happiness, like not being attached, like keeping our life simple, like enjoying the present moment and accepting and even learning to love what is. But did you know there's actually things that keep us from being happy? Things that cause us states of unhappiness? And that's what we're going to explore in today's episode. What keeps us from being happy? What causes us to feel suffering and anxiety in our life? Probably one of the biggest challenges we have to being happy right now isn't that we don't know what to do to be happy. It's mostly that we just don't do it. We don't make the time for happiness, for peace, for overall joy in our life. Most of us know if we do this activity, it's going to create good feelings inside of us. It's going to cause us to be happy. When we don't worry, when we live in the present moment, when we surround ourselves with people that love us, and when we hear loving thoughts towards ourselves in our own mind, and we actually even work towards keeping our minds quiet still so that we're just living in the present moment, accepting what is, loving what is, then life goes well. But what we tend to do, unfortunately, is we take on many activities and things which keep us, which don't allow us to do what's good for us. For example, many of us know what it takes to be physically healthy. We have to go to the gym, we have to eat right, and we have to make sure that we get proper sleep and stretching and just good overall exercise. We know what to do, but we just don't do it. The knowledge is there, but what keeps us from doing it is time. So in order to be happy, what we have to do is we have to make time to be happy. In order to do that, what we have to get good at is two letters of the alphabet, N and O. We have to say no to things in order to make time for overall health, and in this case, for happiness. It takes time to be happy. If we don't make time to be happy, then we're going to be anything but happy, and we don't want to do that. So part of being happy is learning to say no to things, that when we get overwhelmed, we let something go. For example, this last year and a half, I took on two new book projects, and writing a book can take quite a bit of time. And I realized in order to do a good job at them, and to make sure I still had time for my own peace of mind and happiness, I needed to let something go. So, this podcast hasn't been done in a while. Also, sometimes things happen to us that are out of our control. It may seem that it would be wonderful if we were in complete control of our lives, but we aren't always. Sometimes things happen to us that are completely out of our control, and we have to make time and space to deal with them. For example, I had several losses this last year too. One of them was the loss of my dog Einstein. He had come to work with me for the last 15 and a half years, and he was a great companion and friend. If you're an animal lover, you probably can relate to the loss of an animal. Well, it was a big loss for me, and I needed to spend time to grieve that loss. I really miss him, but obviously I'm doing a lot better, but I did need to make space and time to grieve that. And because I needed that time, other things needed to go. I needed time to heal, so I needed to let other things go. Part of being happy is being loving towards ourselves. When we go through tragedy, if we don't make time to be loving in order for us to heal, then we're going to suffer and we're not going to be happy. Many people do this. When there's a loss, when there's a change that's upsetting, what they do is they get busier or, as I've talked about in other podcasts, they numb that pain. And numbing doesn't heal. Numbing just suppresses. We need to make time for healing. We need to make time for change. And when we get busy, we need to make time for that new activity and let other things go so that we have time to be happy. Happiness takes time. It comes from the empty space. What I mean is, when we're still, when we're present, when we're just enjoying what is, our hearts are happy. It's when we're stuck on things, when our minds are replete with activities and worries and fears, then we suffer. But when we quiet our minds, when we learn to be present, then we find that our natural state is one of happiness. But we have to make time for that. And what can get in the way of making time for that is our busy lives, our activities, our events. We have to make time when we get busy and let other things go so that there's always time for happiness. Any of us can be happy, but we have to make time for it. Where so often we get caught is, we learn, we understand what we need to do. You may be a regular listener to this podcast, but if we don't make time to do the things that we learn in this podcast, it isn't going to do any of us any good. Even I have to make time for happiness, and I've learned to do that over the years, because I realize that success, achievement, sacrifice, they don't work. In the long run, they just cause suffering. But when we make time to be happy, when we make time to be overall fulfilled, then we improve our lives and the lives of people around us. It's a beautiful experience that we then can share with others. But it takes time. It doesn't mean that we can't achieve anything. After all, I did write 2 books since the last time we've talked. But I, at the same time, during that time, took time for myself. I still meditated. I still spent time in nature. I still spent time with my family. I read. I did things that I know work for me. And I've been able to stay healthy, even though it's been a challenging year and a half. So the key factor here is, in this episode, is we have to sometimes say no to things, even things that may be good for others, so in the long run, we can be good to ourselves. I think a lot of moms get caught on this one. They're trying to raise their kids and do a great job, which is wonderful, but when their kids are raised, they're spent, they're exhausted. Instead, if they were to spend some time for themselves and raise their kids, I think they'll find a better result for everyone all around. Because if mom isn't happy, really no one's going to be happy. But if we are happy, then people around us feel that, pick up on that, and together we create a beautiful world. Now what may happen is, we may feel selfish when we do this. I mean, after all, isn't it selfish? There's so many people out there with so much needs. Isn't it selfish when we take time for ourselves? It is selfish. But from giving to ourselves, then from our full cup, we can give to others around us. That's the key. We don't give from our emptiness. That's a quick road to exhaustion, to burnout. But by taking time for ourselves, then we have so much more to give to other people. As always, I want to just encourage us to try this. It may seem selfish, but if we try it for a little bit, try to be nurturing, try to be loving towards ourselves during the week. See if we aren't more loving and nurturing and giving towards others. I really think it's been one of the key successes to my own life. I've been helping people as a clinical psychologist now for 25 years, and I expect to go another 25 years. I think I've been able to keep it up because I do make time for myself. And as I've gotten older, I've slowed down a bit, which is a good thing for me, because now I can even do more. I can keep doing it. I would like to continue to help people for the rest of my life. The way I'm going to do that is to make sure that my cup is full each and every time I reach out to help others, which I've been doing, and I want to encourage all of us to do. Let's make time for happiness. It does take time. It does take effort. But it has so many rewards that are truly countless. So thank you again for listening to this podcast on happiness. I do think you'll find that there'll be a lot more of them with much more regularity from this point on. If you'd like to check out the 2 new books that I've written, the first one's called Holistic Success, That's Holistic Success, How to Dance Through Life with the Abandon of a Child, and The Skill of a Master. And the second one's called The Everything Guide to Anger Management. That's The Everything Guide to Anger Management. They're both great books, and you may find them quite helpful. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to hear your response on the books. If you want to learn more about this podcast and other things that I create, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.